26 minutes to 8, welcome back. Yes, keyboard muscles, that's a good description. I've also heard people using the description paper mujahids. The paper mujahids, they make jihad on the keyboard. Hey, they throw out stuff. One wonders whether they're shooting at a proper target or they ultimately shooting themselves in the foot. Anyway, let's continue now with the tafsir of Surah Al-A'raf. Yesterday we discussed verses 70, 71 and 72. In verse 70, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about the response of the people of Ad to their Nabi Hud alayhi salatu wasalam. قالوا أجئتنا لنعبد الله وحده ونذر ما كان يعبد آباؤنا. They said to him, have you come to us so that we must worship Allah alone and give up that which our forefathers used to worship? فأتنا بما تعدنا إن كنت من الصادقين. Bring to us then that which you threaten us with, if you are indeed truthful. In other words, they said two things to him, as I explained yesterday. They said, listen, you want us to give up idol worship, but don't you understand, idol worship is what our forefathers used to do. So in reality, you're telling us to betray our forefathers and their legacy. And secondly, listen, you continuously tell us about this punishment. Bring it then. Let's see. Let's see what you got. Let's see what you can bring. So, Hud alayhi salatu wasalam responds in a very structured manner. قَالَ قَدْ وَقَعَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ رِجِسُ وَغَدَبْ. He said, you have already been beset by a punishment and wrath from your sustainer. Meaning, you are asking me to bring the punishment which I am warning you about. In reality, the punishment has already started. The fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is depriving you of the ability to understand and accept the truth, that's punishment in itself. In many ways, it may not be a physical punishment, but spiritual deprivation, it's a great punishment. In as far as your second issue, oh my people, where you're saying that I'm asking you to betray your forefathers and to leave the way of your forefathers, remember this is the same thing that Abu Talib said to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the end, I know you are right, but I cannot be seen to be betraying the way of my forefathers. And Hud alayhi salatu wasalam said to his people, أتجادلونني في أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما نزل الله بها من سلطان. Are you disputing with me over the names which you have named? You and your forefathers. Allah had not sent down any mandate for them. Meaning, you on your own concocted these idols and gave them names. This is an idol for rain, and this is an idol for children, and this is an idol for sustenance, and this is an idol for this, and this is an idol for that. So don't tell me you're betraying your forefathers. You cannot be loyal to something which was concocted, something which is unsubstantiated, something for which Allah gave no mandate. فَانْتَذِرُوا. And as far as you saying that, you know what, I continuously threaten the punishment, but it doesn't come. فَانْتَذِرُوا إِنِّي مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُنْتَذِرِينَ. Wait then, I am also waiting with you. Let's wait. Allah will decide. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did decide. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا. We then saved him and those who were with him by our mercy. Even Hud alayhi salam, in order to be saved, he required the mercy of Allah. Everybody and everything is only saved by the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. As for those people, meaning his people who rejected his message, وَقَطَّعْنَا دَابِرَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. And we completely wiped out those who used to belie our verses, وَمَا كَانُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ, and those who never used to believe. Now that's where we left it yesterday. I explained just as we concluded yesterday that a hurricane had afflicted the people continuously for 7 nights and 8 days. And all of them, not only did they die, they were totally broken to pieces, totally destroyed. And this is how Ad, or Adan al-Ula, the first Ad was destroyed. The second Ad is Thamud. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala refers to the first Ad and the second Ad. And when we talk about Thamud, we'll explain how the two are linked. But for today, I just wanted to discuss the story of Ad, the punishment in particular, from other verses of the Qur'an al-Kareem. For example, in Surah Hamim al-Sajda, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِيحًا صَرْصَرًا فِي أَيَّامٍ نَحِسَاتٍ لِنُذِيقَهُمْ عَذَابَ الْخِزْيِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَخْزَى وَهُمْ لَا يُنصَرُونَ. So we sent a fierce windstorm against them during the ominous days to make them taste of a humiliating punishment in this worldly life. The punishment of the year after is even more humiliating, and they will never be assisted. Allah says, we broke them to pieces in this world, but what is awaiting them in the year after because of their rejection of Allah and His message and His Nabi is far worse. In Surah Qamar, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِيحًا صَرْصَرًا في يوم مستمر تنزع الناس كأنهم أعجاز نخل منكعر. Indeed, we sent to them a cyclonic wind on a day of perpetual misfortune. It uprooted people, leaving them as if they were fallen palm trunks. You know, when you have a hurricane, that even trunks of a palm tree, which are so big and strong and firmly rooted, you just see them totally uprooted and lying flat, totally flat, as a result of the force of the hurricane. That's what happened to the nation of Ad. In Surah Haqqa, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَأُهْلِكُوا بِالطَّاغِيَةِ. As for Ad, they were destroyed by an icy tempest. They were destroyed by an icy tempest. سَخَّرَهَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ حُسُومًا فَتَرَى الْقَوْمَ فِيهَا صَرْعَى كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَاوِيَةٍ. Allah ordered it upon them for 7 nights and 8 days. You would have seen them felled, totally on the ground, as if they were fallen date palm trunks. Do you see any of them existing? Do you see any of them alive? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says. And then also in Surah Ad, in Surah Dhariyat, وَفِي عَادٍ إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّيحَ الْأَقِيمِ مَا تَذَرُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ أَتَتْ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا جَعَلَتْهُ كَالرَّمِيمِ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that we sent a wind to them that was devoid of any good. When the wind comes, generally you assume that the wind is bringing goodness with it, rain. But this wind that came was bringing punishment. It reduced everything it passed to smithereens. In Surah Ahqaf, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that the nation of Ad, when they saw the wind coming, they rejoiced. They thought that the rain was coming. فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ عَارِضًا مُسْتَقْبِلَ أَوْدِيَتِهِمْ قَالُوا هَذَا عَارِضٌ مُمْتِرُنَا. بَلْ هُوَ Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that when they saw this, they thought that good news coming, rain coming, but when they realized it was actually punishment. So, the fire, sand, water, wind, they all received instructions from Allah. At times they can come as a mercy, at times they can come as a punishment. Water can come as a mercy, excessive water can come as a punishment. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I have been assisted with the sabah and the ard were destroyed by the dabur. The sabah is a wind that blows from the east to the west, and the dabur is a wind that blows from the west to the east. On the occasion of the Battle of Ahzab, Allah sent a frightening windstorm that blew from the east to the west and forced the kuffar to retreat and abandon the siege of Medina. And that's how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was assisted. And the other wind blew and it destroyed them. Aisha radiallahu anha reports that the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would grow pale when he observed clouds gathering. He would sometimes go indoors and sometimes outdoors. He would be relieved only when the rain began to fall. And she says that she noticed this and she asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the reason for it. He said, Oh Aisha, I fear that what had occurred to the Ard should not happen to us. When they saw a cloud approaching their valley, they rejoiced thinking that it will bring them rain. However, the punishment was in the form of wind that was sent to them. And there is a narration in Mishkat with which we will conclude. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Wind is a mercy from Allah. It brings mercy and punishment. So do not sway it, but ask Allah for the good of it and seek protection from its evil. It's 18 minutes to 8. You are listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. We go for a break. When we come back, we're speaking to an analyst at the Institute for Race Relations, and we're talking about black consumers being the hardest hit by recession.